The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The mission on the beginning of the Perek on Esrofim, says as follows. Ve'elohin on Esrofim, Abal Isho Vito, Yesh Bechal Isho Vito, Bito Ibas Bito, Ibas Beno, Ibas Ishto, Ibas Bito, Ibas Beno. And the Mishnah continues, Chamoisoi, mother-in-law, Beim Chamoisoi, Beim Chomo. Now the Erevo of Chamoisoi, that means your mother, your wife's mother, which is not necessarily your father-in-law's wife. It means if your wife's mother dies, and your father-in-law remarries, this woman is not the Erevo of Chamoisoi. Chamoisoi is only, is your wife's mother. So there's no Issa Deraisa of a wife's stepmother. Then we'll talk about if there's an Issa Derabbanan. The Rishalmi in Yevamah's Perek Beis Halacha Daled says like this: Rav Zirikon b'shem Rav Chanina Omar Ishes Choma Vasura Mepnei Marasai. Your father-in-law's wife, which is your wife's stepmother, she's also Mepnei Marasai. Now the Yerushalmi continues and discusses maybe it's also in a Torah. The Yerushalmi says it can't be also in a Torah because Hari David nosa ritzpa basaya shenema voed no locho es beis adinecho ves neshe adinecho bechekecho. I gave to you the house of your master, which is Shol, and the women of your master, referring to Michal bas Shol, the Michal, the daughter of Shol, and Ritzba bas Aya, who was originally the Pelegash of Shol, and David married her. So Shol was David's father-in-law because David married Michal bas Shol, and then he married Ritzba bas Aya. So this is the must not be an Issa Deraisa, the Yerushalmi proves. But the Yerushalmi teaches us that a person may not marry his wife's stepmother because of Marasayin, just like he may not marry her mother, which is an Erev of Chamus. Now Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph brings this to Yerushalmi, and Tosfos actually brings an incident that took place in the times of Rabbeinu Tam in province, that a fellow was engaged to his father-in-law's wife, and they were holding by the Chasana with everything prepared, and Rabbeinu Tam instructed them to break the Shidduch based on this Yerushalmi. Now what's interesting to note is that the Bavli on that Daf clearly says that Mutar Odom Be'ishes Chomov. But Tosfos says that there's no machloek as Bavli and Yerushalmi. It was originally Mutter, and at a later time, it was Chazal asserted it because of Marasayin, and that's what the Yerushalmi is recording. And that we clearly see from the Yerushalmi that in the times of David HaMelech it was not yet prohibited. Now the Rosh paskins like the Yerushalmi, like Rabbeinu Tam does. However, the Rif and the Rambam, they paskin like the Bavli. They say that it is a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, and we go like the Bavli, that Eishes Chomov is Mutter. You're allowed to marry your wife's stepmother. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer Simin Tezvov Sivchov Dalid, he says as follows, Mutter Odom Eishes Chomov, V'yesh Misha Oyser. So the Shulchan Aruch is bringing these two deis, the Rosh and the Rambam, on marrying a wife's stepmother. Now the minig, the Chazam Sofer says that the minig Ashkenaz is to be machmer. Now the Taz explains the second shita, which is Yerushalmi, that says a wife's stepmother is also b'nei marzayin. He says the Sofer mo'olam shehi chamoisoi. That knowing that this woman was married to his father-in-law, people will assume that she's the mother of his wife, because a stepmother appears to people as a mother. So therefore, we must treat a wife's stepmother as her mother, who is a erev of chamoisa. Now, the Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas, he addresses why is it that a stepmother is confused? People confuse a stepmother with a mother, whereas step siblings are permitted to marry each other, like it says in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Alf. And we don't view it as marasayin. So he explains that step siblings, they don't possess natural feelings of affection for one another as blood-related siblings ordinarily do. So it's recognizable to people that they're not natural siblings. However, a stepmother does appear to people as a real mother because there's a mitzvah in a Torah to honor a stepmother. Like the Gemara in Ksubas, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, says, Kaved es avicha, es l'rabbis eshes avicha. So for that reason, a stepmother could be confused as being a mother. So that's why the Maris Ayin, to marry your wife's stepmother, it looks like you're marrying, it looks like this woman looks like your wife's mother. Now there is a different interpretation of the Yerushalmi, why it's Maris Ayin. And that is in the Neid B'Yehuda and Eben Ezer, Simchov Vov. He mentions there in the end of the Tshuva that the Maris Ayin can be explained as follows. That people will think that your father-in-law is your father, and therefore his wife is also to you. So not that your wife's stepmother is your wife's mother. Rather, your father-in-law appears to people as your father, and therefore his wife, it looks like Eish Esav. Now the nafkamine between these two pshotim of the Yerushalmi is as follows. If the Isser Marasayin of marrying your wife's stepmother, is that only while your wife is still alive? And you want to take a second wife, let's say before Cherin Darbin Gershon, so then you may not marry her stepmother? Or is the Isser even after your wife died? So now the reason for this difference is like this. That we find in the Gemara here, the Gemara mentions Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, regarding Chamoisoi La'achar Mises Ishtoi. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Issa remains, even after your wife dies. We learn that from the Pasuk of Oisoi Ves Hen. That means Oisoi Ves Achas Mehen. Even if his wife is no longer around, her mother remains also with the Issa Mises Bez. Rav Akiva says Oisoi Ves Shtehen. And it's only as long as his wife is alive, is her mother Osir with the Isser of Sreifa, but after the wife dies, her mother is no longer an Isser Mrs. Bez. Now she does remain Osir, like the Gemara says in Yevomis, Sadidal Gemma Beis, the Meisura Mimiata Kro, but it's not an Isser Mrs. Bez. Now the Abbas of Machlokes Rishonim in this Isser Ba'alma, according to Rav Akiva, after Lachar Mrs. Ishtoi, this Isser Ba'alma, what exactly it is. Tosfos learns that it's a full lav and chorus. There's just no Mrs. Bezdin. The Ramban and Tosfos Rishonim, other Rishonim, they learn that there's no chorus and there's no laugh. The only thing there is that there's an Oror. They learn that the Oror Sheichiv and Chisanta mentioned in Parshas Kisavoy, that's referring to Chamoisoi La'achar Mrs. Ishtoi. Anyways, the Ramban passes like a Rekive that after Mrs. Ishtoi, the Isser is downgraded. So the Neid B'Yehuda says that according to the Taz, that the Maris Ayin is that we confuse a stepmother of being her mother. So if his wife is no longer alive, there's no Isser. Because the Isser of Chamoisa is downgraded after your wife dies. So because it's downgraded, so Chazal don't put an Isser of Maris Ayin. And he proves this point from the Gemara in Yevomis Tzadiches. The Gemara deals with the Arayas for Geirim, which Gerim don't have an Issa Arayas Min HaTorah because Gershon and Skar Kekot and Shneila Domi. They have no halachic relatives. But Rabbanon instituted a Seder of Arayas because of Maris Ayin. Now the Gemara says that a Ger who wants to marry his wife's mother after his wife is gone, the Gemara said that this is dependent on the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. That means according to Rabbi Akiva that the Issa of Chamoisoi is downgraded after his wife dies, so Chazal didn't institute an Issa of Maris Ayin. So same thing here concerning a stepmother, which is only an Isser of Maris Ayin. So after his wife dies, where it's downgraded, we don't have an Isser of Maris Ayin at all. So this is all if we interpret the Yerushalmi that the Maris Ayin is because a wife's stepmother looks like a wife's mother, which is Chamoisoi. However, if we explain the Maris Ayin here by your wife's stepmother that people mistake your father-in-law as being your father, then there's no difference between marrying her after your wife dies and while your wife is still alive, because the Erev Eishes Av has nothing to do with your wife. Now, the Nid Behuda concludes that one should be machmir and refrain from marrying a wife's stepmother in all cases. And he mentions, because there are some Rishonim who pass him like a Rishmoel, who hold that there's no leniency after Mrs. Ishtar. And now the Chassam Sofer in Eben Ezra, Simon Lamaches, he also deals with this Shaila. Now he approves from the Yerushalmi that marrying a stepmother after one's wife died is mutter. Now the Yerushalmi, as we mentioned before, approves from the Pasuk in Shmuel that a stepmother is not also midiraisa. Like it says, now the Yerushalmi adds that David married Ritzva Basayka. So the Chassam Sofer asks, why does the Yerushalmi have to add that point? That David married Ritzva Basayka. Which Chassam Sofer points out that it's not clear the source of that. Why can't the Yerushalmi just say, just bring the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'esneshei adeinecha. Those words themselves are enough. It says clearly in those words that you married, I gave you the wives of your master. Or the women of your master. And we know that Shaul was David's father-in-law. So Chassam Sofer says that the Pasuk itself doesn't prove to us that Isha's Chom of him is mutter, because maybe David married Shaul's wives after Michal Bas Shaul already died. Oh, but only from the fact that David married Ritzva Bas Aya. That from there we see that it's mutter even b'chai yishtoi, because we know that David married Ritzba while Michal was still alive. The Chassam Sofer has an interesting proof for this, that Ritzba and Michal were married to David at the same time. So that's why the Yerushalmi has to bring a raya that proof from the fact that David married Ritzba Basaya, not just from the words of the Pasuk. So you see from the Yerushalmi that even if Eishes Chomav would have been an Isser Deraisa, it would have been Osir only while his wife is still alive. So now, so the Chassam Sofer says, so now that it's only an Issa D'Rabbonon of Marasayin, the same thing, this Issa D'Rabbonon applies only B'chayi Ishtay. The same way, if it would have been an Issa D'Raisa, it would have only been B'chayi Ishtay. Now this is all concerning marrying a stepmother-in-law after one's wife is died. Now, concerning the halacha lemaisa of this subject, let me continue with quoting Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe Ben Ezra Lamed Hei. Rav Moshe goes at length, in the beginning of the tshuva, to prove from several Hilcha Shabbos that Marasayin is only when people who view this action, which appears to be Osir, that they don't have anything substantial to count on to consider as actions as mutter. That means that as long as there is a likely possibility that what he's doing is not usur, even though the majority of such cases are usually not in a way that it's mutter, but as long as there's a likely chance that what he's doing is mutter, there's no marasai. Because people who view what he's doing, they'll say, yeah, he's doing it in a way of heter. Unless there's no way or very, very slim chance what he's doing is mutter, then there's marasayin. So then Rav Moshe asks over here, by marrying a wife's stepmother, it is definitely likely that a person remarries. So when a person when people see him marry his wife's stepmother, they'll assume that his father-in-law remarried, and this woman is not his chamoisai. Or according to Nadi Behuda, they'll assume that this man is not his father, rather his father-in-law. So Rav Moshe concludes, based on this kasha, that the Isra of Eishes Chomov, the Isra of Marasayin, is only in one of two possibilities. One is, in the times before Chayim Darbeinu Gerishim, where a person was allowed to marry two wives, so and someone's father-in-law had two wives. Now one of them is his wife's mother, and the other one is a different wife. In this case, he may not marry either one. After his father-in-law dies or divorces them. Because people know, it was known that this man and his wife are his in-laws. And now, even before Chidna Rabbeinu Gershom, it was very uncommon for a person to have two wives. So now when people see him married, if people see him marry his father-in-law's wife, they'll assume that it's his wife's mother that he married, because they're not going to count on saying that his father-in-law really had two wives and he married the other one, because it's very uncommon for a person to have two wives. So only in that case do we say, does Yerushalmi say that there's an Isser of Marasai? And secondly, Ramosha says, another case, where if his father-in-law got remarried to his second wife while his daughter, which is the wife that we're dealing with, it means while his daughter was still a young child, and the second wife brought up the daughter as a child, only then, this person who's married to the daughter, he cannot go ahead and marry that stepmother, because she clearly appears to people as a mother. But otherwise, there's no Isser Marasayin, and it's mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.